Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. Feels so normal
right.
to say good morning, doesn't it?
It does. From chilly California as opposed to hot Pennsylvania.
That's right. But didn't we have a grand time?
An absolutely wonderful time.
Yeah, it was very fun. So thanks to everybody who was there. It was. And, of course, even though they don't know that we're thanking them in that way, great show to the sisters who make everything so wonderful for us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those
right.
wonderful trees. All right. So yesterday.
Incomparable trees.
Yes, incomparable trees. So yesterday we had a page to read, which I think got read. And then the encouragement was to give something new a try and to record and listen.
Oh, I don't remember
that. Oh, then I think that our assignment for today was imagine the ideal you. How does she, he look?
Hmm.
Oh, that might be today's assignment. I'm a little discombobulated because...
None of this is familiar to me, but that's okay. You know what? People will come on the show and they'll tell us.
That's right. And I'm pretty sure that our assignment for yesterday was give something new a try. So let's
find out.
Let's see. Let's find out. All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Oh, dear. Here we go. Next caller.
Hi. This is Karen from Wisconsin.
Hello, Karen.
Hi.
What are we doing, Karen?
I'm like, I guess I didn't do it right either. I read the page and I recorded it and contemplated.
Very good.
About the paragraphs.
All right. And what did you see?
Well, I guess what struck me is that maybe I think that I'm living my life from my values, but maybe it's more from my likes and dislikes. Like this idea that it may be my likes and my dislikes are running, pushing things away or not, are limiting me, are like framing me into, I'm just looking at like as I'm looking at how much as I get older, I'm kind of know what I like already. So that's a limit. That's like, I think I already know my likes and my dislikes. So I just keep going for what I like. And that might be, you know, it's so different than a 19-year-old who's just open to everything.
Wow. Karen, that is a very big awareness, isn't it? So, many of us can look back on, culturally or however we want to talk about it. Being 19, there's that just feeling of everything is possible, right? And the invincible quality that tends to go with that 17, 18, 19-year-old orientation to life. And all experiences are to be had. Right, and what you're saying is, and then we have them. Conditioning comes in and says, basically, okay, that's enough. You like that one, so there's no sense in having any other. You like that one, so just go with that one. Why have another? And that could explain a lot of the difference between being younger and being older.
Yeah.
Set in our ways, I think, is the expression.
Set in our ways, yeah. And but I thought of the I heard a quotation, maybe even you posted it, but of Jay Krishnamurti, who said to his group, "The difference between you and me is I don't care what happens. Like I'm not in life with this life."
Don't you love it? I don't.
I love it.
And I project, he was saying it that in the most positive way. He wasn't saying it in any kind of defeated, I don't care, what the heck. He was saying it doesn't matter to me because I'm going to be here and enjoy it.
And my like or my dislike isn't, I don't go into, oh, I hate that, or I got to have that. No, it's like more in the middle where you're just like, oh, okay, whatever happens is great, is fine, is there's not a problem.
It makes me think, too, that there are some people who love to travel to places they've never been, other countries, other cultures. And I would bet that part of it is to have new experiences.
Yeah.
And then there are people who don't like to travel, who don't want to do that because those are not experiences they want to have. I know what I like and I'd rather just have what I like. Wow. That's a lot to look at.
Yeah. It's, and I say that, and I'm totally surrounded by, I've got all these, I like to do all this knitting and needlepoint, some other stuff, and it's like, it was like an explosion of stuff I like, but it's like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, like 30 years, you know, it's kind of like, I know what I like, but it's how much is
what else might you like?
What else do I like that I don't even know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what else is there? What else, you know, what else is possible? You know, it's, anyway.
Well, thank you. That's very big. Yeah, that's very fun. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
An opening. All right.
Okay, go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Karen. You know, Sherry, what I was seeing about that it is the, once again, the beauty of awareness practice and the nuance of what we're looking at is that sense of there is a level of openness when there isn't experience. Then there is a level of tying, of conditioning being limiting on our openness. But that doesn't actually mean that we don't, we don't have an experience to draw on, that it's coming together with those two things that is the limit, not that I know I don't want to do this. I mean, I like doing this and I don't like doing this. But if that prevents me from being open to trying something new, then the conditioned conversation is limiting. Otherwise, it's just I've done this. I mean, we were having that conversation about it, and I think you quoted Queen Elizabeth to me, which I thought was so wonderful, that I've lived long enough, and what was it? And all of those things that I know that I don't want to do them again.
Right. It's not, yes. Oh, that's good. That was a very subtle point. At least it was attributed to her. It's not that there's resistance to it. I have just done it so much that I don't need to repeat that experience endlessly. And so I think what she was actually more arguing for was having new experiences rather than getting stuck in that place that Karen was just outlining.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
and
not
it
that
really,
I don't like it, but I've just so done it.
Yes. Yes, and that ability to be honest about that, it's the difference between feeling a certain way and acting out of that feeling. That's the freedom. When those two are not connected, then you gracefully do something that is arising in the moment to do, regardless of how you feel about it. That's when conditioning isn't controlling you.
Yes, and that's when you step out there with Krishnamurti, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I don't care. Yeah, and part of that, what I was seeing and what Karen was saying, is part of that is saying yes to life enough that life can get us to new places. Because if we're constantly saying no, then it's really difficult to have new experiences.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to, which is because I don't like this anymore, I'm not going to do anything else or be open to anything else is the lack of freedom. But to know what it is that I have experienced and actually know what's arising in response to an invitation to that experience from a process level of yes,
is actually a very interesting place to live from.
Yeah. It's subtle.
Incredibly subtle, which is why I was so excited.
I don't know what the next assignment is, but this one is something that I hope we bring to whatever assignments we do going forward. That careful scrutiny to see what the motivation is, or where is that coming from? Is it liking or disliking? Is it a what's the motivation?
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Lisa from New Hampshire.
Well, hello, Lisa.
Hi. I'm really excited to be on today.
Well, it's great to have you with us.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I've been having a really, really interesting experience around this recently. So I think for much of my life, what has kept me from saying yes to things is fear, and fear is sort of an experience in the body. And I've practiced now long enough that I really feel like I have a deep knowing of my capability and my willingness to say yes to some of these new things, and I am. And so what I'm watching right now is I'm simultaneously in a place of feeling capable and excited and confident almost, and simultaneously the body is still having an experience of being fearful. And so that's what I'm watching and trying to figure out what's going on there. I sense there's a lot of resistance from conditioning. There's a lot of story coming through of what's dangerous about this, which I don't really believe. I know that, I'm signing up to teach a class at a college. I'm going to teach yoga and meditation at a college. And, I mean, I've never done anything like that. But I'm excited.
Okay.
But
there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to encourage you to consider. What if those sensations are actually excitement, and all that's happening is that ego's ability to tell us stories that cause us to feel fear, right? So we're in a story, and that story is designed, so it's the equivalent of you're in the house, it's the middle of the night, you just woke up from a deep sleep, and the voice in your head says, what was that noise? Okay. You can feel the rush of adrenaline, right? And then the story keeps on. I think there's somebody in the house. I think that was the sound of a window breaking. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Okay. And it's just revving you up to... And so in that same way, you would feel those sensations in your body, those because that's habit, because of the story. And as you say, simultaneously, you're feeling sensations in your body that you're happy to call excitement because you've never done this before and you're excited to do it. You want to have the experience.
So I've been looking at that and definitely trying to allow this like kind of reframing as excitement. There's this other layer then that is like these sensations are dangerous and not good for the body. It's not good for the body to be stressed. And this other piece that there's a part of you that's afraid that you need to be taken care of, but when I try to get into conversation with that, I feel like I'm talking to conditioning still.
Yep.
Does that make any sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense. So,
I feel like it's conditioning, like sort of masquerading as this scared part of me, and when I get into conversation with that, it's just sending me in a direction that I don't want to go.
That's right. It goes nowhere. That's right.
Right.
You've laid it out perfectly. What conditioned mind does to us, those fear stories are definitely not good for us. I mean, you can feel the cortisol coursing through your body.
Yeah.
Right? And it is really not good for us, which is why we want to be doing the recordings that reframe it, all of us. Mm. First of all, you're not listening to those fear-mongering voices. You are listening to the encouragement of, this is really exciting. This is fun. I've never done this. Mm. Oh, my gosh, it's a workshop. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to learn so much. I'm going to see so much. Oh, this is great. What a great workshop. Mm. And that helps your system to calm down so you don't have that stress reaction that ego is invested in getting us into. You are absolutely correct that is ego masquerading as a small, frightened person.
Yeah.
Whom you are supposed to take care of, but then when you try, there's nobody there who wants to be cared for, right?
No, that's what I'm finding. They're like just sort of like spinning out and freaking out, and I'm like, well, this is not helping me go anywhere. But I think it was trying to tell me that I was like ignoring part of myself by just focusing on the good, and I think that's not true. I mean, that was my experience. I'm like, I don't, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this two things about that. One, we never leave center for anything, right?
Mm.
And so if there is somebody who needs you, what your message to them is, all right, well, come in. And here's the recorder. We're talking with the mentor. Come on in and receive what you need. And nobody will show up from the ego king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really important part of it. The second part is, yes, we can just say, okay, well, you stay home or you go to the park or you do whatever you would enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach this class. It's fine to cut that kind of thing loose and never attend to it again because it's not
and
real.
And don't go there. Right, just stay there in that place of what is your authentic experience, which is excitement and like the joy of being animated by life and embracing it.
Embracing
wonderful.
It. Yep. All right. Well, I'm excited.
All right, thank you so much.
Goes,
that's
right?
Great. I will, absolutely. Right. Yeah, this is my first time ever calling in, and I'm really excited to have done it.
Yeah, good for you, huh?
absolutely.
All those sensations coursing around, and they are excitement, and they do help body, mind, and spirit. So, thank you, Liesl.
Perfect. All right, thank you, Sherry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liesl. One of the things that dropped in for me around that as we were doing the retreat around strong emotions is to deal with the beliefs that come up as a consequence of talking about what's going on in the for me. For example, I mean, what is that fear about? Is it that I will look like a fool, that I will be unprepared? There are all of these things that conditioning says that we fall for as true if we don't examine them. And there's an experience of fear that comes from a projected outcome that has never been looked at.
Yes.
That's just so helpful to do.
Exercise to do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What am I being told that I'm really afraid of?
Yeah. And is it as unreal as all these other things? Because as Liesl said, she's never done this before.
Yeah.
And so ego would want us to go into a situation like that as the expert, right?
Yes.
So I need to know everything, and I'm going to impart all this knowledge and wisdom to you poor suffering succotashes. And what a setup. But if we go into it with, I'm doing this for my practice. I'm doing this as a workshop. I'm not an expert. I'm just the one here offering this, and we're going to have these experiences together and see what we see. You just can't go wrong.
No, and it doesn't become about the content or the me, right? It always is staying in the process of what we were looking at with Karen, that openness to whatever is arising rather than a predetermined
path with a particular set of standards and a particular outcome.
Yeah, and the best part about that is that Liesl will be modeling what she hopes everyone will get out of the class, right? Which is the ability to be present in loving kindness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's amazing.
So good. It's very exciting.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lucinda.
Hey, Lucinda.
I'm in Tahoe. Hi.
Yes. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm well, thank you.
Excellent.
I love this conversation. It's really what I've been looking at, which is around art. So I have been an artist in the past. I don't know if you go in and out of being an artist or if you're always one, but I've been an artist in the past, or I've been painting in the past, oil and watercolor and all that, and I always get to a certain level of proficiency or ease with it, and then I find another thing to do. So maybe it's ride my bike, or maybe it's work I have put off, or go swimming, or, you know, good things, all good. But now I'm focusing more on what happens when I sit down and the feelings that come up. It's not fear, but it's like a lot of little characters running around, picking up things and looking at them and putting them down, like it's like dispersing the energy.
Let me ask you this. You reach that certain level of ease or proficiency. If I said a certain level of enjoyment, would that fit?
Yeah, because I'm not thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying everything.
And I'm going to suggest that that's why you then wander off to follow these other folks around.
Yes.
Because if ego can't torture us about something, it has no interest in our doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just get to the point where you could really, really be present with and enjoy the process that you're in. That's going to open up a whole new world, right? So that's that thing that we talk about of you're looking for water, and you go over there and you a few shovelfuls of dirt. Nope, no water. A few more, you know, go several feet and just go around the earth. Right? Every few feet, you dig three or four scoops out, no water. And that's what ego wants us to do, because we're constantly looking and constantly told that we are unfulfilled.
Yes, that's exactly it. I've been sitting myself down and doing it, the art, and looking at how am I feeling while I'm doing it? You know, just doing it. And it's very complicated in terms of the amount of voices that could be labeled ego and the type of voices, judgment and discomfort, like my stool isn't comfortable or something, and lots of diversions, like let's go look for water somewhere else. And while I'm in the process, not just, you know, to pick up the paint and make the time, but when I look at the other side of it, it's such a privilege, and I'm outside, and I do have the time, and I can afford to buy oil paints and, you know, trash my clothes. It's amazing just in that moment.
It's all for you.
Yes.
And ego is right on your shoulder going, well, what about me? How about me?
Yeah.
What about me? What's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
Let's go do something else. Let's go do something else. Let's go do something else. Come here. Let's go do this. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me.
Yeah.
And that's the I don't know. It's what we would call that. It's anxiety producing. It doesn't feel good. It feels like there's something
right.
wrong. And, of course,
yes.
that's going to get pointed back at you. You know, well, for God's sake, you picked out the stool yourself. Now you're not comfortable on it? What's the matter with you? I mean, you have all this time. You have the luxury of being able to do this, and you can't let yourself enjoy it? What is the matter with you? Here, let's go ride the bike.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yes.
just fiendish, isn't it?
Oh, that's funny. Well, yesterday I, quote, made a mistake with time where I thought I had to be done about an hour earlier than I, about an hour later than I actually picked up all the paints. And so I picked up everything and I got myself together and I got in the house and I saw I had an hour to spare. And there was this huge relief, like, oh, isn't this great? I have an hour to spare. And that was ego in triumph, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It
yeah,
was
I've
funny.
Got an hour. I've got an hour of your attention. Yay.
An hour I wasn't doing that thing it couldn't get me to stop doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It really makes it a workshop, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it, with this, the opportunity, I think, that we have with something like you're describing is you have a chance to be present and enjoy life. And that's what you're really practicing. I mean, it's nice that you paint and that you enjoy the painting, but that's not the point. That's your vehicle
right.
for getting
yeah.
present and learning not to be pulled away by ego. And it's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's fabulous!
Yeah.
And these lessons or these questions in the book really have flow along with my experience. So I'm
yes.
grateful. Thank you.
Isn't that kind of miraculous? The number of times that people say, "You know, this is exactly what I've been looking at," and we
yeah.
go. When we have that experience, yeah. we just feel so taken care of, so in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very good. Yeah. Thanks, Lucinda.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini.
Thanks, Lucinda.
Bye-bye.
And that brings us, bye-bye. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry.
It's so fast.
I know. I know. Well, our assignment for today, and today's Friday, so we have a whole weekend of assignments, but here's the assignment. Imagine the ideal you. How does she / he look? Record and listen.
The ideal you. Okay, good. How does he or she look? Okay, good. Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy. Treasure
thank you,
your
Sherry.
Time.
Go happy.